It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and teachers in Arizona are joining the growing list today of public educators going on strike. And we followed strikes in West Virginia, in Oklahoma, and Kentucky. Now, Arizona teachers say they're walking out despite some concessions from the state's Republican governor. Noah Carvelis teaches music education at Littleton Elementary School in Avondale, Arizona, right outside Phoenix, and he's participating in today's walkout. Noah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I guess it's Mr. Carvelis to the kids, right?
Yeah, Mr. K. Mr. Carvelis is too hard, so we just do Mr. K.
Mr. K, look, we heard last week that the governor had offered to meet teachers' demands for a 20% pay increase. So why are you still walking out?
Yeah, you know, he really didn't meet that demand because here's the main issue. It doesn't have a sustainable funding source. So without funding for this proposal that he put forward, it's really an empty promise. And we don't trust that empty promise. And now we're looking and this proposal still hasn't materialized to any sort of legislature or funding. And again, we just have an empty promise here right now. And we're in a state of crisis.
Now, one of the issues that legislators in Arizona have brought up is how to pay, not only for the 20% pay increase, but for the other money that you all are looking for. They have raised the prospect that they can come up with this money if they cut social services, if they cut Medicaid, health care for poor people. How does the balance work out in your calculation here?
You know, I think we have to look at the things that we've cut for decades now, and those are corporate tax rates. We're losing hundreds of millions of dollars every single year because of the way that we've slashed taxes on corporations. So that's where I look right away. We have corporations last year who paid $600 million less in taxes than they did in 2007, and that's unacceptable.
Noah, Mr. K, a lot of schools, when funding goes short, they cut programs like yours. They cut art. They cut music. Tell me about your classroom and what the lack of funding has meant either to your program or to the programs of your colleagues at other schools.
Yeah, I'm lucky at my school that they really prioritize the arts, but still it's nothing like what it looks like to prioritize the arts in, say, Illinois or New York. I mean, I have like 7 keyboards in my room, a couple xylophones. And that's really it. And we try to make do with the best we can. We got a couple more guitars this year. And like I said, that's lucky. That's a good situation in terms of a music classroom. Most places, they're lucky to just have, you know, enough chairs in the room. And that's the reality here in Arizona. It's difficult. And when you're operating with a $1.1 billion deficit, and which we are, every single aspect of the school is hurt by that. Every single aspect of your daily life as a student is affected by that, because that's an incredible amount of money that's just missing now since 2008.
So then what would success look like here in the final analysis? I don't know that the Republican legislature is going to raise taxes on corporations. I mean, I get the accounting that you're doing. What does success look like to you?
You know, we put out 5 demands. We need to see movement on those 5 demands, because those came from us as educators saying, this is what we do. We are in the classroom every day. If you want to make a difference, you meet these 5 demands. And if the legislature will not meet those, we're going to continue to fight and we're going to find a way to meet those. And if it means doing it ourselves some way, we'll do that.
And before we let you go, Noah, parents, what are they saying? They tend to be supportive at the beginning of a strike and then they get tired if the kids are home for a week.
There's a lot of support right now. We've done a lot of walk-ins to build community support before school, walking through the school with the parents saying, look, this is why we're doing this. And they understand one thing. We're fighting for the kids in this, and we're fighting for their kids, and we're fighting for our state. And that's understood throughout the state right now, and there's a ton of support for this action.
Noah Carvelis teaches music education at Littleton Elementary outside of Phoenix in Avondale, Arizona. Mr. K, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go from Arizona to Colorado now, where teachers in that state are planning to walk out on Friday to protest education funding and low teacher salaries in their state. But 2 lawmakers in Colorado have come up with a controversial answer to this potential strike. Make it illegal. Senate Bill 264 is the bill titled Prohibit Public School Teacher Strikes. It was introduced last week, and it blocks public school teachers and organizers from directly or indirectly participating in a strike against any public school employer. Now, penalties include fines or even jail time. Now, this bill might be more of a statement than a probable law, but it gives a sense of the acrimony between teachers and some legislators in Colorado. Colorado State Senator Kevin Lundberg wasn't involved in that bill, but he does know about education funding in Colorado. He represents the 15th district in the Colorado Senate. That's Larimer County, just north of Denver. And he's also the Republican chair of the Colorado Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator Lumberg, thanks for being here.
Well, it's great being with you, Todd.
Well, Senator, Colorado is low on the list of education funding in the United States, 46th in average teacher pay, spending $2,500 less per student than the national average. How did Colorado get so low on the list?
Well, first of all, I would question those numbers because there are a variety of ways of actually counting how we're spending things. I mean, I hear we're 47th, I think you said there, in teacher salaries, but I've also heard a whole lot of other different factors. Bear this in mind, that local school districts actually set the salary levels. And when you look at overall funding for public schools here in Colorado, we're somewhere in the the mid-range of funding for education.
So Colorado, like so many other states, is in the midst of a broader budget negotiation. Education has to be a huge part of that in Colorado, I'm sure. Senator, where is this going? Teachers are threatening to walk out on Friday. Is there breathing room in the budget for more money for schools and for teacher pay?
Well, actually, we just completed the budget for next year, and the governor recommended that we add another $100 million to our basic formula for education, and I'm on the Joint Budget Committee as well, and we decided that we would make that $150 million above and beyond what we were planning initially. The walkout scheduled for tomorrow on Friday is, you might say, just a general statement that they're making. And I think it's quite appropriate for people to come down and appeal to the legislature directly. We have groups almost every day doing that, but it's really not going to change the mix or the formula that we have, because we have only so much money to work with.
Well, Senator, I mentioned this bill 264, the Prohibit Public School Teacher Strikes bill. What do you make of it? Is it likely to become law, or is it just a swipe by some of your colleagues at teachers who might strike?
Well, given the reality that Colorado has a mixed legislature, the Republicans are in charge in the Senate and the Democrats are in charge in the House, a lot of bills do come through that are more statement bills than real public policy changes. I will be voting for that bill, but not because of the issues that we'll see today, but because I believe that education is one of those services provided by the government that really are essential services, and there is a real big loser when you have a teacher strike of any duration. Now, 1 or 2 days, I don't think it makes a big difference, but if you have 1 or 2 weeks, this can throw a student's educational progress really off track permanently. I actually experienced that myself as a student, well, about 50 years ago to be precise, but the Denver Public Schools decided to go on strike for a couple of weeks. And that was the end of my my math track, because, you know, you either sank or swam. And in that case, I sank when it came to the making it through trigonometry.
Senator, I went to Denver Public Schools, too, maybe not at the same time you did. But I remember a lot of my teachers from Park Hill Elementary. Jail time is included in this bill for a strike. That seems excessive.
Well, I suspect that is a strong statement there. But again, it is a statement, not something that I would expect to see in public policy.
Senator Kevin Lumberg is a Republican. He's chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee in Colorado. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's been great to be with you.